What is up, guys? Jeremiah here in the motherfucking building. Sorry, guys. If you're wondering why the fuck I paused, it's because I'm streaming this Hurt Session on YouTube. So finally get to see me, I guess, yeah. See if this shit doesn't get pulled down or anything by anybody, but I'm gonna post this everywhere. Hurt Words Podcast. At Hurt Words 3 on Twitter. Hurt Words with the Z at gmail.com and at Hurt Words with the Z for Instagram. And I wanted to come on and get hurt, but as I was coming on, I saw something that I felt that probably should talk about. What's going on in the over there in the UK right now with a fellow named Tommy Robinson. If you know who Tommy Robinson is, he's a well-known activist that most people don't know. If you're from the UK, then you know who Tommy Robinson is. It's going to be a very important key person over there in the UK. And determining what goes on over there, because I'm not too sure if you've been paying attention, but around here and there on a bunch of different platforms, you know, you got your Twitter, just everywhere, you're getting these privacy updates. They're updating their privacy, procedures, whatever, policies. Privacy policies, and basically what's going on over there in the UK, because it's really for an adjustment for everybody living over there in the UK, and that's unfortunately a part of the European Union. The probably pull this video for saying a bunch of keywords, and also for stuff I'm doing, and because where I'm located, so I just gotta cover my ass, guys. Basically, any streaming service or content that you stream or provide over there in the UK, basically the EU has jurisdiction over your content and will basically censor. So we're basically being censored from the world. And the world is being censored from anybody who distributes content on the internet, because, I mean, the internet is connected to everywhere, so it doesn't really make any sense. But they have jurisdiction over your content, so they can basically pretty much censor you over there. If whatever your content is about is basically anti-narrative, so that's why I felt like I should come in and talk a little bit about that. And it's just crazy, you know, because this Tommy Robinson fellow is a good guy. Known about Tommy Robinson for over a year now, and thanks to a couple of the websites that I like to go and listen to and read my articles from. But he's a good guy. All he does is he goes around shedding light on life in the UK, like everything they have to deal with. Because, you know, over there they have open borders and everything. And Sadiq Khan, you know, you got people like Sadiq Khan who are just welcoming it and say, you know, well, terrorism is just part of life. And you just got to, you know, somebody blows up, people die. At least you weren't the one that died or blew up. So just continue on with your life. Adapt every day. You should be used to it. That's what he said. Paraphrasing, so don't quote me exactly. But I feel that we should pay attention to what's going on in the UK, or try to shed as much light as to what's going on in the UK, because this affects us. Eventually, this will affect us, because it's already spilling over with them being able to ban your content in certain parts of the world. But anyways, I'm right. A little hurt, but I'm alright. But anyways, because you kind of get, if you know what's going on in your conscious individual, you keep up with what's going on everywhere around the world, and you pay attention to history, and you take an interest in history, and you pay attention to the different revolutions that have occurred, and really obsessed with what's going on today, you kind of feel the temperature starting to rise over there in the UK, of a real revolt, you know, a real revolution over there. And you have to pay attention, because you don't know what's going to happen to them over there in the UK, first of all, because whatever happens over there and what goes on over there, that's what was supposed to happen and go on over here had Hillary Clinton won. I know people are like, oh my God, no. Like, you're like, prove it. And then my only thing to that is prove me wrong. I might not be able to prove that everything that I say was supposed to happen, but I mean, more or less, it's kind of been in documents. Public documents for years now. Do the research for yourself. But if you're really going to be stubborn, then the only thing I can say back to you is prove me wrong. You know, prove me wrong. Like, I sound crazy. I'm saying some outlandish shit, but at least try to prove me wrong, at least. I guess that's all I'm going to say about that. I don't want to get too heated. But if you're tuning into the video, eventually, because it's live, but no one's watching, of course, then get hurt. Get even more hurt. Stay. It's pretty fucking hot today. Where I'm at, it's actually really fucking hot today. I don't understand the weather here where I live. The weather where I live is fucking crazy. It's like, make up your fucking mind. Either be hot, rain, just whatever you decide to do, just do it. You know, like, if I'm gonna be hot, then okay, I'm gonna be hot and not have to worry about it getting COVID and shit. I was watching Getting Dug with High, and it was at Joey Coco Diaz episode with Lee Syatt. Man, I really want to chief with Joey Diaz and Lee, eat a couple edibles, just see if I can hang. I probably won't be able to. I'll probably just end up dying. Well, I mean, I don't want to say dying, because then people say, oh, I don't want to offend people. I'm probably going to sleep. I'm probably going to sleep if I ever did get a chance to hang out and chill with them or whatever shit. Ram came up with the new logo for the podcast. It's actually pretty cool. We have it everywhere. So check it out. Please share the podcast. Please share the podcast. All right. Also, don't forget that the first three people three dumb motherfuckers, you know how to count? 1, 2, 3, 3. You get a prize. First three people to message us on either our Gmail here, Instagram at Hurt Words with a Z instead of an S. Or email us at Gmail. You know, our Gmail is hurtwordswithaz@gmail.com. Twitter at hurtwords3 is our handle. So you win a prize. You win a fucking prize. You assholes. You know what's funny is I'm doing the same thing I said that I hated in yesterday's podcast. Or the day before yesterday's podcast. Where I talked about when people get the blunt and they just like hold it and they just like talk forever and just burning. I'm doing the same shit. It's all good. I like smoking my cigarettes. Hand rolled cigarettes. I've been stuck on this, that 70s show binge. And, like, it's not just a normal binge where, you know, you run through the whole season and that's it. No, like, I watched that 70s show all the way through, except for season 8. Like, I can't really watch season 8. Season 8's, like, the worst fucking season, especially with Seth Meyers' brother, Josh Meyers. Can't stand. Like, I can't stand his face. Like, I don't know, you ever just see somebody in the streets and you're just like, God damn, your face just rubs me the wrong way. And I've had my face rub somebody else the wrong way, not literally, like my face like rubbing on somebody, I'm fucking stupid. But I guess when my face is resting, I've been accused of dogging where we are, or where I grew up, it's called a dogging. Are you dogging me, bro? You fucking dogging me? Huh? You know, they get all offended and shit like that. But I've had a couple people. Say like, you know, you dogging me, bro? They just call me out all fucking random. It's happened like probably twice in high school. Where I had to explain to the person like, I wasn't even looking at you. I don't even know you. It's not that I don't want to fight you. Well, I don't want to fight you. It's not that I'm scared to fight you. It's just that us fighting would be meaningless. Like, absolutely meaningless for us to fight. Like, we'd just fight and then what? Then it'd just be, like, really awkward. So it's like, no, I'm going to break it down in a way that you can understand, big guy, and explain to you that I wasn't mean mugging you. I just have like a, I don't even know, because like now I can't take myself serious because I just saw my own face, but just like my normal face, I don't know, my normal face just got me into trouble. Two times, but anyways, Josh Meyers' face, just like, he's just annoying. Like, his character is just fucking annoying. Not only that, that 70s show really fucking pisses me off because, you know, Donna and Eric, spoiler alert, you fucks, Donna and Eric break up, because Eric gets offended by Donna not wanting to be tied down, or basically because she doesn't know. She's a young kid. She doesn't know what she wants yet. She doesn't want to be tied down. She might want to see the world. So she's not 100%, and Eric is mad about it, and they break up because she doesn't want to wear the promise ring because she doesn't want to promise anything, which is kind of stupid too, because I'm thinking too much into it. But anyways, and then later on, Donna gives Eric a ring, and she like gets offended by Eric saying it's ugly, and that's why he doesn't want to wear it. But it's like, why would you buy him a ring so he could wear it if he bought you a ring that you didn't want to wear? Like, that doesn't make any sense. Writers. That kind of like pissed me off, and like Jackie dating everybody is weird. Like, they're just all shitty people in that show. Like, they're all shitty people. They're all shitty people. It's like, come on. Like, that's what I took away from it. Overall, is they're all shitty people. Because Jackie ends up with Fez. Even though Jackie treated Fez like shit forever and ever and ever and ever. Donna gets mad because Eric wants to leave. It's like, you stayed home for a couple, like, you stayed home for him. So Eric looks like a dick too. It's like, you just dipping out her when she stayed for you. Then Donna's like, well, I'm fucking mad because you're leaving to go to school. Well, yeah, you can have money to go to college, teach in Africa. Even though I didn't want to wear your stupid promise ring because I didn't want to promise anything. And we already tried getting married and said, no, we're not going to get married. And then we said, we're just going to be friends. So if you said you're just going to be friends, why wouldn't you really care? Get wherever the fuck he, just whatever he decided to do with his life, if you're the one that mutually came to the agreement that y'all should be friends. Like, do you think I'm that stupid? I just got offended by the TV. I really just took offense to TV. Like, you just think you can just fucking leave these loopholes and shit in there, and like, people aren't gonna be like, this doesn't make sense. This doesn't make sense. This just doesn't make sense. Like wrestling. Mr. Matthews could do like whatever the fuck he wants. And just switch shit up and you not be aware of it. No. Slow your roll, bro. Fucking that 70s show, bro. They should do a reboot of that 70s show. I guess like in the 90s or maybe the 2000s, I don't know. I guess the 90s would work. As everybody from the cast as the parents with their kids, and it's just like the telling of what the kids are going through, but you still got Red and Kitty in there, the great grandparents and shit. Bob. I don't know, I just really like that same show. Reminds me of better times. Well, simpler times, not better times, but simpler times. When I didn't know as much, I wasn't as aware. I guess I was innocent. Living with my grandma and laying down in bed watching that Sammy show so I can kill time before the Simpsons. Is really out. But yeah, guys, hopefully your day is going pretty good, man. My day's alright. Could be worse. Could be worse. Gonna try to push out another episode tonight with Ram. We'll be streaming it for you guys. but yeah, it's pretty much all I got for you guys. So, follow us on Twitter, HurtWords Podcast at HurtWords 3. Send us an email, HurtWordsWithZ@gmail.com. Find us on Instagram at HurtWordsWithZ. Send us a shout out, man. I mean, not a shout out, but give us some feedback. Remember, first three people win a prize. We'll have that. We can get that shipped out to you. You know, just let us know how you listen, where you're listening from, and if you listen repetitively. You know, come back tomorrow time we post something. Please. Let us know. And remember, you're never alone. You're never alone. Right? You're never alone, guys. Never. Don't let the stress get to you. Don't let the anxiety consume you. Don't let the fear eat away at you. You're a human being, just like me. Keep that head up. Keep that head up. We're going to make it. We're all going to prosper. We're all going to be on the fucking mountain together, holding hands, cheering, passing the fucking blunt around and shit. We never will. Okay. But that's going to be it for this hurt session. Because I'm hurt. Hopefully you're hurt. This light just came on. It's pretty freaky. So now I kind of feel like I know they record it. But, peace out. Love you.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.